then it suddenly went into fucking dark. It's raining.
Right. He's swearing already. Right. Good morning, all. Welcome to the first FTS Cheltenham brunch that I'm doing with Andy. Morning, Andy. How are you?
Good morning. Morning. Morning, everyone. I'm not going to say good morning to everyone, but good morning to you all.
No, lovely to see you all in here. Morning, Kerry's in here. Morning, John C., Andrew, Pedro, Tim, Gerard, Ed, Andrew, Alan, Mark, Andy, William, Chris. Right, what we're going to do, we are going to run through every race. I know nothing about racing. I've never pretended to, but we've got Andy in here who is the expert. He can pick apart anything I do. I am going to, I'll introduce, I'll go through each race in turn, and then we'll ask Andy's thoughts on the race. I have got specific bets, so as I used to put on the blog, I may, if I get time, copy and paste it on the blog, because I've written them out, but I basically will give you my bets, amounts and prices. You follow any advice on this pod or blog or YouTube broadcast, whatever it may be, at your own peril. I love the week. I basically set aside a couple of grand. I'm happy to lose it. If I lose it, I lose it. I just love watching it. So hopefully I can get the old missus down off her crutches, get her sat down, and we can watch that this afternoon. Nice bit of green for the day, Andy. Starting with a bit of green to start. Yeah, green.
Well, you might well need that for the week, because I think Ireland, if you're looking at the correct score markets, 28 races, I reckon we'll be lucky to win. If GB get more than 10, we'll be very, very lucky.
Right, okay. So I have backed,
in correct score parlance, I've backed 28, 19, 9, and 21, 7.
Okay. Right, what sort of odds are those bets? I've no idea. I've never looked at that.
You should be able to get 7, 8 to 1 on each outcome.
Well, someone said Liberace in the building. Yeah, he's back in his house with the grand piano behind. Exactly the same house as his mate Mark, funnily enough.
Yeah.
I got told off wearing this morning. I got told I'm wearing it on the wrong day. Sam said I should have worn this on Friday, St. Patrick's Day. So, as now I'm in charge of the washing and ironing, can I turn it round in time for Friday? Probably not. I've got another shade of green.
You must have another shade of green.
I've got a nice little apple green that I bought back from my holiday, so I might wear a little bit of apple green on Friday.
Unfortunately, no red.
No red, son. None of that. No, we're not talking football this morning. None of that. Right. Do feel free, guys, to ask questions if you want to. Yeah. Pop any questions in there. I'll try and keep an eye on them as I go. But, yes, it is a week all about enjoyment. And, of course, we will get the Cheltenham Raw at 1:30 when the tape goes up for the Supreme. And we are looking at that race. Facile Vega heads the market at 3.05 on Betfair. Everything I quote here will be Betfair prices. Obviously, you can get with things like Skybet and William Hills and Bet3, whoever will be offering things like 6, 7, 8 places and specials. I know nothing of them because I don't have any Betfair bookmaker accounts.
If anyone's got any accounts left with them.
Exactly. So Facile Vega leads the market 3.05. It is too short for me, Andy. I had a look this morning. This horse almost pulled up last time. I like one in this race. I like Tarmuris Nichols Mount. When I wrote my notes, it was 13.5 on the exchange. It's now moved to 14, shows how much I know. So I'm having £30 win. I've had it at 13.5. It's £20 at 3.6 in the place market. It could spring a surprise. Nichols has likened the horse to Al Feroff, who won this for him. It's won its last three. So I am getting off to a flyer, Andy, in the first with just one horse, Tarmuris. It's going to shit in three places. £30 win, £20 place. 13.5 and 3.6 I've got. You're now going to tell me I'm talking rubbish.
I'm not telling you talking total rubbish, but I'd rather have seen the horse wait for Aintree and run over 2.5 miles rather than run here. I think that's the bottom line. Facile Vega is certainly a horse that will divide opinion today. Obviously, he was pulled up last time out, various reasons for that, one of which he was reported lame for a few days afterwards. The ground will come in his favour. I've got all the times for the ground to judge that after the first, because you can never trust the clerk of the course these days. six champion bumper winners have won at the following season's festival. So Facil Vega is what, about a 2-1 shot to make that seven. I'm not saying I'd be for him or against him. I just couldn't back him at that price. Not with the doubts. I did for my little service that I run. When he ran the last time, did say that I was going to lay him, not particularly in that race of the day, but I did lay him for the Supreme, for which he was odds on at the time. So consequently, I'm in a pretty decent position at the moment. So I can green that out quite easily because he was odds on. I'd be very surprised if the Irish don't win this. Pays your money, takes your choice between Marine Nationale, who's a real good traveller, could see him trading well, and Il Etate Tomps, who probably ran a little bit free last year when he ran in the Triumph, but a good pace. I'd probably marginally hedge towards him. I don't think GB have got much chance of winning it, although I'll be interested to see how Rare Edition runs. He's a nice horse. Blew out last time, but there were reasons for that. And if there is a dark one in it, Diverge is the could be anything Mullins thing. Mullins has got, I think it's 74 runners this week. I think I managed to count up 74. He's got a good chance. He may well even, I saw a special somewhere where he could even beat our GB score on his own. So, which wouldn't be the worst bet in the world. But if I had to have a bet in this, and I generally use it for judging any more than anything, Il Etate Tomps, I think, is probably the one I would edge towards.
So if you were going with one, it would be Il Etate Tomps. Tarmuris is going to piss all over all of them. There you go, son. Hugh Taylor apparently has tipped Diverge at 18. A few of the guys commenting that Tarmuris would be perfect for Aintree. It's going to be perfect for today, Les. You wait and see. Right, so that's that one. So did I just, before we move on to the 210, did you say that Facil Vega was odds on for this?
He was odds on for this prior to his run last time out, yeah.
Was he really? Flipping dearie me.
So the thinking behind it last time out, I didn't really fancy him in the race at Leopardstown last time out. Thought he could get beat. Thought, well, you could lay him in that race, which a few of my members did. But the better bet, I thought the better bet, and I was on record as saying this, that the best bet was to lay him in the Supreme market, because if he blew out, he was going to drift right out in the, well, he did drift right out of the bet. And I think he went as far as about 3-1. He's obviously come back in now. But at the time, if he won easily, then where was the price going to go?
Yeah. Okay, son. Yeah, no problem.
That was the thinking.
That's why you do racing and I stick to football. It's a bit like laying Liverpool. Just lay him now. Back into Liverpool territory.
Not sure about that. Yeah. Well, yeah. Only against Bournemouth.
Right, the 210, moving on to the 210. So this, the betting markets have this between two horses, El Fabiolo and John Bomb. Of the two, personally, I prefer John Bomb, but you know me, I like to go against the grain. I'm going to have, and it is only a small bet, I'm going to have a small poke on Dysart Dynamo to beat them both. £20 win, that's all, 7.6. Three places if you want the place market. That's not for me. The first race, Tarmuris, is three places as well. Three places, but I'm just going a little small interest bet just because I can't find any value at the front end of that. Dysart Dynamo, 20 quid win if either of the two hot pots don't get over the line. But of the two, I think John Bond beats El Fabiolo. But I'm now going to be told by this man here that I'm probably talking more crap. Go on, my friend.
No, not particularly. The one thing that fascinates me about this race is how it's going to be run, because Dysart Dynamo is an out and out front runner. If you think back to last year, he did exactly the same tactics in the Supreme, where he fell at the second last. And he's going to be out and out front runner. He's a natural jumper. And that was shown when he ran last time out. I think a lot of people backed him each way for this anti-post, thinking that there was only going to be about six runners and that they were going to steal the extra place. Well, you've still got the extra place because there's, quite frankly, a lot of dead wood. I once got told off of using that term on TV, dead wood, in the race because it was mildly insulting. But there is a lot of dead wood in this race, although it does maintain three places. fascinating to see how, I mean, you could make a case for El Fabiolo or John Bonn. I'm not going to get involved in that argument. Both, I mean, on the hurdles form, there's nothing between them. They both got ticks in the box, and you could over fences. Dysight Dynamo is going to go forward. There are two or three other pace setters in this race of the rags. I think that if you were going to back anything in this race, and I'll probably sit and watch, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Saint-Voix, who was the best hurdler of this mob, pick up the pieces. It's one of those races at Cheltenham, and you often see this, where you've got two or three horses, or certainly a two horses, who are both watching each other, and tactics play out in the fact that they are probably doing a little bit too much, trying to chase down a runaway leader, and somebody comes along and picks the pieces up. And Saint-Voix, I mean, he's a Grade One winning novice chaser. If you watch his race in the Irish Arkle, I don't want to be rude, but Mark Walsh just fell off him. I mean, you know, I've not ridden in a race. I have ridden horses, but I've not ridden in a race. But it was a pretty soft fall. And he didn't have a hard race in that, or consequently didn't have a hard race in that. And I just wonder if he might just pick up the pieces. One to sort of sneaky, possibly a sneaky each way bet or something to back in those place markets on Betfair.
Saint-Voix. Right, okay. Given that Dysart Dynamo, and this is where your knowledge of racing markets will tell me. So, given that, because Dysart Dynamo, you say it's going to go off, will that likely then shorten up from that price? Or is it the fact that everyone knows it's going to do that, the other two are still good, that it won't?
That will all depend on how close El Fabiolo and John Bond sit close to it. Because if you think of the in-running markets, it's often the favourite is the pivot within the market. He's the one that makes things react, or these two in this case. Now, if they sat fairly close to it, then I'd imagine it would hold the price. Almost, if you think of it as a piece of elastic, it's probably the easiest way to think about it. And it would probably just hold the price. One of those starts running poorly or has a bad jump, then it may well shorten up. So I wouldn't say it's so much about Dysart Dynamo and his front-running tactics. It's more how the other two are performing.
The two react to it. Okay, now, that's why I asked you. See, I didn't want to go lumping a grand on with a view to trading and then get myself in trouble. I'll just pick up some of these comments, Andy, because as always, I'm getting some stick here. Look at this. I'm not saying Ian talks crap, but FTS is sponsored by it.
Just actually, you're a bit short on loo rolls at the moment, so you can bang them with a few this way.
Yes, Andy, lad from the old goon, another gooner, see, of course. So,
yeah, all right, good deal. Well,
gooners after gooners, but Daniel has been put in his place by our friend Mark in Stevenage. He'll still be watching the festival from 2021. Daniel has got a knack of watching things about 10 minutes behind everybody else. You know, enjoy it. Enjoy it, Daniel. You'll still be on the Supreme, mate, while Dysart Dynamo's leading. And if you do want Andy's cards for the week, I will be sending them out after this round about 11:30, 12 o'clock. I've missed the gap there. Back in Annie Power today. Very good. If you want the link there, but Andy's done a card for FTS with some thoughts, pace maps, everything. Really good stuff he puts together, as you can see. A bit more knowledgeable than my good self. Right, on to the first sort of big field one of the day, the 250, 3.3 mile, 1 furlong, 23 runners, I believe there is something like that. 23 runners.
I don't think there's any non-runners. Yeah, it's one short of the maximum. 24's max.
As always, I have a look at the top of the market. The one I liked at the top of the market best is Fast or Slow. And then I cross them all out because I can't be bothered with betting at those sort of prices at Cheltenham. I like to have a go. So I've got two in this that I like that I've actually been given word for that may were on decent prices. One is named after me, Happy Go Lucky. That was named after me. So that is the first one. And the second one is Remastered. So I am having £25 win Happy Go Lucky at 21, £25 place at 4.8, and Remastered I'm having £30 win at 34 and £25 place at 7.2, and this is a four place race. So when they finish one and two, we'll be in clover.
I think you can get up to eight places on Betfair. You can certainly, if you've got a Sky Bet account, they're betting each way to eight places, and Betfair sports. Yeah, but get a bet on within their seven places.
Yeah, Betfair's got an 8-place market, 3.2 remastered and 2.4 happy-go-lucky.
I think the Brits might actually strike back here. If we haven't already, with John Bonn and even Tamouras, which would be a big surprise. I wouldn't be surprised to see John Bonn win. I would be surprised to see Tamouras win. I said the interesting horse is Corak Ramba, who won the race last year when the pace totally collapsed and he came from off the pace. He's one of the favourites for the Grand National this year, which they're working towards. He has run well since then, came miles off the pace to finish fourth in what I still call the Hennessy, but was called the Coral Gold Cup at Newbury this year. I just thought last year the pace collapsed, and to be honest with you, I thought he was lucky to pick the pieces up. He reminds me of another horse in the same stable, and he's probably better than this horse, a horse called Big River, who's a real Kelso specialist. It always looks under pressure. He's one of those horses, going back to sort of Big River or even Corak Rambler, even when he looks in trouble, because people know his run style, he doesn't get that much bigger in running, because that's all sort of factored into the price, because people think he's going to pick up the pick up from off the pace. There's a whole load that can run well in this. There's a lot that ran in the race last year. Fantasticus ran well in the race last year. He slipped a fairly dangerous mark, but I'm not sure his jumping's quite up to it. Oscar Elite's a bit quirky. He ran well in this last year. His finishing effort's a little bit off. The Irish haven't won this for absolutely ages. I think it was 2006 they won it, and since then they've gone 0 from 35. They've only actually got three runners in it. You fast or slow, you'd give a bit of a chance to, but never run in a field this big. That's my sort of one worry. I'm usually very keen on something in this. I can't say I'm that keen on this year. I've got it down to a short list of a few, two of which I do like. Into Overdrive, I think he's a decent horse, and they ducked the Grand National to run in this. And the other one I quite liked was Monbeg Genius. So the price is starting to go on that. Novices have got a very, very good record in this. It's a race, though, I think you rightly say, to have a few darts at, and there are a couple of mine. But I say I usually like long distance handicap chases, but this is a little bit of a head scratcher today. So I won't be going deep in it. Into Overdrive and possibly Monbeg Genius. If I can get a double figure price, I'll back it. If not, I'll probably leave it alone. But that's about as far as I go on it. I would give one of the ones you mentioned, Happy Go Lucky, I would give a decent chance. My worry about Happy Go Lucky is the stable form is not great at the moment. Kim Bailey, they seem to be running a little bit below par, shall we say.
As the great Graham Taylor said, Andy, you worry, don't make the fucking rest of us worry.
Or as Graham Taylor also once said, I think it was Aston Villa at Crewe, you got us into this mess, you effing get us out of it.
We got advertising Corby Computer Services down there. Get some drone footage set us up. Right, obviously, probably the most anticipated race of the day next is the 3:30, the Champion Hurdle. It obviously is only all about one horse. I think when I looked this morning, it was about 1.38. It's now 1.41, so a slight drift. This, I do believe, Andy, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I do believe this could go off the shortest price favourite in the Champion Hurdle of anything in the history of the race. I think the shortest price has been 2-5 in this race in the 100-odd years of running it, and this could be the shortest one ever. I guess the question is, and I haven't got a bet in the race because obviously I don't know anything about this. Obviously, it's been supremely impressive. Is can it get beat? And can Slate Man, who's the Irish champion, can he even get it off the bridle? Let us know. And although a lot of people have been on the Hills boost, I expect of 2.0, I mean, back at evens. Yeah. There'll be loads of people who've done that. And I think that's one of the most popular plays. Everybody I speak to.
I think there's been a few people around the shop.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Dave L's just said now, Bet365 now are offering evens price on the constitutional. Yeah. Everybody seems to be doing it. Can it be beat, Andy?
It can be, because anything can happen in a horse race.
Well, you know what I mean.
Do I want it beaten? No, I don't. Won the Supreme by 22 lengths last year. Won twice this year, 12 lengths, 17 lengths. It should have this field well covered. I think if you wanted a bet in it, you'd probably be looking at how far is it going to win by.
Really? So can't State Man, you can't see State Man worrying it at all?
Not particularly, no. Not on what I've seen. It's a horse race. It could have got out of bed the wrong side for all I know. Whatever. Or Dermot Brown could have been around with his syringe again, for those of you with long memories.
Hang on. We'll be on defamation suits.
Allegedly. I think it's a race just to, you know, there's 28 races this week. Somebody said to me, will you bet in all of them? The answer is categorically no. Can I sit and watch a horse race and enjoy it without having a bet? Yes, I can. And this is one I can quite happily sit, enjoy, watch. If he wins by 10 lengths more, brilliant, fantastic, great, would be enjoy it. I think sometimes you just have to enjoy the pure beauty of the sport at times. And hopefully goes and wins. But you know, good luck to you if you've managed to get the full tenner on with the Hills offer. Good luck to you. You must have a good account. They laid me £4.50, which was just because I was trying to see what they'd lay me. But I know a few people have been around the shops and had a few quid on.
Good luck to them. I'm exactly the same. It is exactly that. It's when you sit on your hands. I do hope it wins. I want to see it win in style. I think we're blessed when we watch horses like this. I'm hoping it wins in style. Dan said perhaps the bet is forecast State Man would win it any other year that Constitution wasn't in it. So I don't know what price the forecast is.
There's a lot of that. It depends how it's run as well. Is State Man going to try and run for second, or is he going to try and take on Constitution Hill and get him beaten? If that's the latter case, then it probably opens it up for something else to come second. So there is the without favourite market.
1.62. State Man, 1.62 without favourite. Constitution Hill, 1.93 to win by over 6 lengths on Betfair. And 3.75 to win by over 10 lengths on Betfair.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I would say, if you have got a few accounts, you can get some reasonable arbs in the without favourite market sometimes.
You have to shop around.
It's a free bet, so there you go.
I have no account, so I don't know anything of all this stuff.
Well, I have.
Right, so that's it. So let's cheer on Constitution Hill. Kerry's like doing an advert for, she's doing like an advert for betting shops now, getting the shops. Relentless. Shops only allow max at 10 evens with plus cards, so you're limited. Get a lot of plus cards, Ed, run around a lot of shops.
We know a man with 42 plus cards.
Not telling. Look, Hills might be watching this for all our pointers. Just trying to. I'm only joking, Kerry. Calm yourself. Right, where are we at now? 4.10. Some fantastic horses here in the 4.10. 2 mile 4 furlong hurdle. We got some old Cheltenham favourites. Honeysuckle, Epitant. Brandy Love's running. Do you know what's curious about Brandy Love, Andy?
Go on.
It's named after a porn star. That is. Mrs. J Donnelly must have a naughty side to her.
We'll be having a look at your hard drive then after this.
But I love it. But I'll tell you what wins this. In fact, it's pisses in. Is Nico's pissing in here on Mary's Rock? £50 win for me, Mary's Rock at 4.1. And then at a big price, picking up the scraps, a bit like you said with Saint-Roch, picking up the scraps is this is a little sneaky one. Mullins has got three in the race, and his third one's going to be the best of the lot. She Wears It Well. It's going to be a sneaky one. It's going to beat the other two. £15 win at 40, £25 place at sevens. There's three places in the race. So Mary's Rock, however you want to say it, absolutely shitting in. And then She Wears It Well, picking up the old pieces. So there you go. Put that in your pipe. We probably don't even need to hear your analysis, Andy. I've just done that one.
Well, we do agree on something then.
Oh, do we?
I'm amazed this isn't favourite. I think it's the sentiment has got a. Have you got the Betfair prices in now?
Yeah, 3.55 Honeysuckle, 4.2 Mary's Rock. And I believe that. I do think that people are backing Honeysuckle with a bit of sentiment here.
Madness. I mean, you've got two ex champion hurdlers in here. I mean, there's no denying that Honeysuckle and Epiton are both. Very, very good. Both were very good horses. They're both, I suppose, are regressing slightly now. One probably a little bit more than others. I can't quite bring myself to place lay Honeysuckle because I think if she does blow out, it's going to be a big blowout. But this is a deep race. It's interesting that Mary's Rock, they could have gone for the Stayers, which I've just seen the field for, and that is a race where I really don't have any idea. That's an amazing race. But they're willing to take this on for £115,000 less. So that points me in the direction of this. I think she should be favourite. I think its sentiment's got the better. It's a deep race. Brandy Love be much better going this way round. God knows why they run this horse right, ever run this horse right-handed, because it just doesn't like going right-handed at all. Queen's Brook would have a chance at the bigger prices. Love Envoy's very up and coming. Probably not quite good enough. She won the novices version of this last year. But if somebody said to me, probably one better the day, I'd probably be Murray's Rock. Yeah. But at the prices they are now, because I just think she's the wrong price.
Yeah, and that's what it's about.
And I wouldn't have put you off at 9-4. If there is the one real fly in the ointment, and the horse that really bugs me is Echoes in the Rain, Echoes in Rain. She is. I don't think she quite gets this trip, but if they don't go very quick, she's got a real turn of foot. It's a very smart mare on the flat as well. So,
She wears it well. She Wears It Well is finishing top of the Mullins horses, Andy.
Well, okay. But Marie's Rock is and it's interesting that they ran her here. And she has got a real turn of foot, this horse, as well. I think she's a very talented mare.
I think this is the nicest thing. That's the nicest thing Daniel's ever said about me. There you are. Four words. Yes, see, and good pick. See, it's the nicest thing.
I thought he left one letter out there.
Nice, thank you. See, you're still fitting the Brandy Love, see? Got asked if I was from head office yesterday. You're from FTS head office, Kerry. That's all they need to know. Right, good. I think we've done that one. Right, 450, 22 cool. Runners. I will just say, guys, if you enjoy this format, do like, comment, give us comments. We're going to do all 4 days, but it's whether we go forward and do other meetings and things. If you like this format, like what we're doing, like, ring the bell. What are the other thing? What do they have to do? Like, subscribe, and ring the bell thing up the top. Do it all.
Yeah, click the bell icon. Like and subscribe and click the bell icon.
That's it, son. He knows. Right, 450, 21 runners. This one I genuinely didn't have much of an idea about. So not that I had an idea about the previous five, by the way, but the 450, 22 runner, bit of a sticker pin for me. I've had a quick look through and I've gone for two, Andy, which you'll probably pull to pieces. The first one is Metamorphous. At 25, it was 27 when I backed it. Look at the eyebrows go up there. Metamorphous, well, 20.
That could mean anything, couldn't it?
Yeah, £20 win at 27 and £15 place at 5.6 and an absolute monster price. Third or fourth from the bottom of the betting, shared £20 win at 95 and £15 place at 14.5 for the four places. Derek McGinty, always love hearing Andy's views. Sorry, Ian, that's been lovely, isn't it? So, 4.50. Right, somebody's asked what you think of Perseus Way, Andy, but what's your thoughts?
I'll tell you, right, if you thought the Ultima was hard, this is probably the hardest race to unravel on the card, and it's probably a race I shouldn't really be betting in, but there are one or two that I quite like here. The average winning SP in this race since 2012 has been 27-1.
I'm all over it with Metamorphosis.
And there have been nine winners priced at 20-1 or bigger since the race's inception in 2005. So there you go. So it's not the easiest. In truth, this is probably harder to solve than a 5,000 piece jigsaw where half the pieces are all the Sky. You know, those lovely ones you get where you think, oh, this is a piece of piss. And then you open the box and half of them are Sky. I was surprised when I saw the favourite Tecchio. I mean, he went into 3-1 yesterday. I get why was that sort of price and why people were backing him at that price. But could I back him at that price? No, I couldn't. I'm quite happy to leave him alone now at that sort of price. Could well win this. Bad is another talking horse in the race. He's never run in this country, to be honest with you. He looks well handicapped on his French form, but I asked a very good friend of mine who lives out in France now what he thought of the horse, and I don't think he was he didn't sort of give me the warmest feelings. There's loads in this. There is one key race here, and it's a rated novice hurdle at Nice that has produced the winner in three of the last 4 years. I think with Morning Soldier is now a non-runner, there are four of the runners from that race running in this, one of which is, raise eyebrows, Metamorphosis.
Yes, get in there.
I would give a chance to that. The trainer won this in 2005, Paul Nolan.
And you get me excited.
Got a very good record with his Cheltenham runners. Horses like Mrs. Milner, who won the Stayers, HMS Seahorse, who's run well here and will be running here this year. I think if you looked at his record, most of his horses are finished in the top six. So yes, give that a good chance. There's a couple of dark ones in here. I'm not going to give away the really dark one because that'd be unfair on people who might actually give me a few quid for doing this week.
That's in the card. I like it. It's in the card.
There's one really dark one. Ireland have won the last five renewals. I think they'll probably win this again. I asked three firms via their sort of your odds, request a bet and all that sort of shit to price up Ireland to win all five handicap hurdles. I asked them last year and I got done by one bloody GB horse winning the attempts last year, which was a bit of a pain in the arse. They completely wrongly priced it last year. I think they might have got it nearer the mark this year. The best price I got was 4-1 off Hills. And I do think Ireland have got a good chance of winning all the four handicap hurdles. I'll be amazed if they don't win this. But Bad, Perseus Way, Punta del Este, give Team GB a chance. But I certainly wouldn't rule out an Irish 1-2-3 in this. I think Perseus Way, I think they blew the handicap mark the last time it ran. I wouldn't have run it there. I think they've blown the handicap mark on that. So without giving away the dark one, Metamorphosis is certainly one I like. And Biker is the other one. He also comes out.
I want to go and look at your card now, and I can't.
He comes out of that same nice race. So I'd certainly give those two a chance. But it's really a race to just, you know, go steady in this, lads, because it's a minefield. It's an enigma wrapped up in a riddle.
You wait till Shared comes, grabs a little place as well. All right, well, Andy's got a dark one in his card. There you go. I'm excited. Right, and that brings us then to our last race of the day. I can't pronounce shit like this. Gaillard du Mesnil is a short price favourite, Andy, at 2.12. Second in the betting. Huh?
Do you mean Gaillard du Mesnil?
That's it, Gaillard du Mesnil, yeah. But you watch racing every day. So that's 2.12. You're an idiot. 2.12. Second in the betting when I made my notes was 8.4. It's now 8.6. So that would imply that this has obviously got a fantastic chance. I am not backing it, as always, because I like to look a little bit further down the value. So I am very small, just backing, taking a chance on Mr. Coffee. £20 win at 11, £20 place at 2.64 to get me money back when it grabs third. For three places. Just before you get talking, Dan Lyons has said that GDM is underpriced, might still win, but it's odds on at books now, is it really? And Andy, if Gaillard wins the 5:30, what price do you think he will be for the National? Chris took 16-1. I guess the opening question, Andy, is will Gaillard Dumesnil win? And I'm not going to say can it be beat, because anything can be beat, but do you think this is a good thing today? And if you don't, what's against it?
Right. Gaillard Dumesnil. Let's answer the National question first. I hope if you took the 16-1, you took it with non-runner, no bet. I think there was only one firm doing it anyhow, which was Hills. If he does go and win this and win it impressively, I would make him about an 8 or 9-1 chance for the National, because he will have a good chance. He's strongly favoured there. The slight knock against him is that no favourite has won this since 2013. Now, that doesn't preclude him winning this, of course, but it's not been a great race for favourites. And the slight knock on GDM is the fact that he probably doesn't win enough, but he has been quite highly tried. He was third in the Brown Advisory this year. People saying, well, he should have gone back to running it this year. He has been pitched in some tough races. If he goes and I think the bet is, if you can still get that 16s with Hills, I haven't looked, make sure it's non-runner, no bet, because if he goes and wins this impressively, he will, if they do run him in the National, he will be about half the price. Marla Mission and Manila Crooner both provide some good opposition. The interesting fact for me is that Barry O'Neill, who was meant to ride Marla Mission, he was booked to ride him, has jumped ship to Manila Crooner for Gordon Elliott, who's got a good record in this race. I quite like Manila Crooner. I think the clever bet here is to back. You could either, well, this is split your stake between Manila Crooner and Marla Mission, and then literally back the favourite just to cover the stakes. Because outside of those three, I can't really see anything. You might get your Mr. whatever he is, Mr. Coffee into, he loves placing this horse.
Yeah, there you go.
He loves placing, so you might get him into the frame, but I'd rather, at the prices they are, I think you could mathematically back both Marla Mission and Manila Crooner were both good stayers. Manila Crooner, until he got injured last year, was favourite for the Albert Bartlett. He's certainly no mug, and they've both been running well. I'm interested with the jockey switch, and of the two, I'd favour MC over MM, and then just back the favourite just to literally save your stakes. That's what
I've just done a quick run there, so... I'm just typing something in. You could have, if you had 80 quid on Gaillard, 40 each on Marla and Manila, you'd win 200 quid on Manila, 180 on Marla, and you a tenner on Gaillard.
That's the way I'd be doing it. I just cannot
sort of see anything you're talking about. And
it's
then tomorrow.
Nice this year, but these England have muscled up a runner this year, because this was the only, which was the race last year that the England. Didn't have a runner in, and I couldn't remember another Cheltenham race where an English trained horse didn't have a runner. There was a runner from Wales and I think one from Scotland last year.
A good, good. I mean, I put up there, Daniel says it, obviously from Ireland, Daniel, but massive work from another Crooner, the Elliott Lard, really fancy it. But you're good to see that Daniel's staying true to form. He's not only behind on viewing, he's about 2 days behind on bookies prices as well, Dan. Yeah. Good to see the old tin can and string internet's working well, son. Matt White has put that Tenzing has been backed well in from 25 to 10. Of course, when Mr. Coffee comes in, you'll all be saying tomorrow what we want.
Tenzing stays longer than the mother-in-law, to get an old joke in. But it's probably a little bit underpriced now. I think the value's probably gone out of that one.
Right. Right, guys, that is it. So we've done all six races. I will, if I get chance, post my selections up on the FTS website. This is back. If you want to watch it back, it'll be available straight on YouTube. I cannot thank Andy enough for coming on and agreeing to do this week. I think we'll have a lot of fun, particularly when we get to tomorrow and we can review these picks first before we get into tomorrow's races. Andy's card is available. We'll be live 10:30. But most of all, thanks to you guys for coming on and watching. Obviously, without you, we're just talking to ourselves, so it's great, as I say, if you can give us feedback, love it. No sign of the brunch. Daniel, I'm having a nurse, the good lady. I didn't get time to make a bacon sandwich or any ash browns. Or I had massive plans for this.
I'm looking to have mine now.
I've got Sam with the old hip, so I'm having to sort that out. So that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to get a winch her downstairs, get her in place for the race in this afternoon. And we'll be back with you at 10:30 tomorrow. Andy, thank you ever so much for your time. See you later, guys. Bye.